pain exploded in my head. It was the worst pain you could ever imagine. As a matter of fact, a woman described it as 10 times worse than childbirth. So all the women listening to this, you'll realise. I had to keep my head up with both my hands. And I come out of my office and my staff realised something was up. And I asked how far the hospital was, and they said about a 10-minute drive, and I asked one of them, right, could you take me there? And I got a towel and got soaked in cold water, and I put it over my head. That's how bad the pain was. Halfway to the hospital, I was sick. I asked them to stop the car, and I was sick. My staff had phoned the hospital, and there was a nurse waiting at the car park, which was right at the entrance, the accident and emergency entrance. So I was taken up to the CAT scan, put through the scanner, and the sister, her name was Ruth, I noticed her talking to a colleague behind the glass, and she made a gesture, and I realised that this wasn't looking very good. But she noticed that I had noticed, and she came over and she says, Walter, you've had a brain hemorrhage. And it really changed my life, because it was just like being in a different world, recovering from a brain injury. And I found that there was no help at all from my doctor. And my doctor was a personal friend of mine, and he told me, he says, Walter, we've done everything. And he said, there's nothing more we can do. I know there are a lot of people out there who are going through exactly the same processes that I was going through, and there's still very little help available to them. That's why that we started off the charity Brain Help. Our objective is to try to get a drop-in neurocare centre set up, whereas people could come in and get advice. Well, there are four locations at the moment that handle neurosurgery. There's one in Aberdeen, one in Dundee, one in Glasgow, and one in Edinburgh. And the CARE report, which was a report pertaining to brain injury and brain injury services, etc., recommended that there should be one centralised unit of excellence for treatment of all major brain trauma. It was in the front page of our local paper here, the Evening Express, and it was a neurosurgeon, David Curry, saying that it will cost people's lives if this is allowed to go ahead. And I was amazed when I read it, and I couldn't believe that such a suggestion was taking place. So I made a few inquiries, and then I realised that this was going to happen. So I decided, because of my internet experience, to start an online petition. It was notified that the petition was online, and we were doing paper ones also, Brian Adams, an MSP, contacted me, and he said he would look after presenting it to the Parliament and things like that. So he was a great help. We had to present it after the First Minister's question time, and that was an amazing experience. It was the very first time I'd been in Holyrood, and we went in to hear the First Minister's question time. We then went for lunch, and after lunch we then went in front of the committee, and it was a very interesting day. I was asked various questions, and a lot of the people on the committee themselves, they were very, very concerned how this could be allowed to go ahead, and the consequences it would cause if it was allowed to go ahead. So I was very, very confident that the Scottish Government would come to see our way of thinking and stop it. And consequently, that's what's happened, I'm delighted to say. What I found the times that I've been down to Holyrood is it's a very, very well thought out process, and everything is set down. There is nothing complicated about the whole thing. You can actually attend to hear all the meetings, and you can judge yourself the response that you're getting. In my specific one, it was vitally important to me, but not only to me, to people in the north of Scotland, that this wasn't allowed to take place. And politically, how many gaffes and things that you've heard, sleaze, etc., etc., not specifically to the Scottish Parliament, but to politics in general. It gave me a bit of belief in the whole system that they had come to the decision not to allow this to happen.